Welcome to the Seattle Mariners Baseball Podcast.
Diving stop Seager. Toss on a hop to first. In time to get Simmons.
Three-run homer. Robinson Cano off the lefty specialist Fernando Abad. And the Mariners lead it 5-4.
Goodbye, baseball. Leonis Martin with a walk-off. Two-run home run.
And the king, when the Mariners needed him the most, two hits over seven scoreless innings.
Now, here's your host, Gary Hill.
And welcome back to the Seattle Mariners Baseball Podcast. Gary Hill here. And today we celebrate victory number one as the Mariners break through with a win yesterday against the Houston Astros. So the first victory is on the board for the Mariners. They're off and rolling. They salvaged the finale of the four-game series against the Astros. We'll break down this ball game, also get plenty of reaction from the clubhouse. We'll get you ready for the weekend. The Mariners take on the Angels for three before coming back home for the home opener, where the Mariners will again take on the Houston Astros coming up next Monday. Dylan Overton back with the team. Aaron Goldsmith, a chance to sit down with him, and he shares some really great stories. So that comes up in just a couple of minutes. Also, yesterday was the anniversary of the very first pitch in Seattle Mariners history, 40 years ago. I'm going to play you the first half inning from the very first Mariners game. The first pitch by Diego Segui, the first call from Dave Niehaus in Mariners history. So the entire first half inning, we'll get to that in a few minutes as well. But let's get to the ball game last night. The Astros looking for the sweep over the M's. Mariners, meanwhile, looking to salvage the finale of the four-game series. Tough matchup for Miranda, especially in that park. A lefty against all that pop in that ballpark. He gave up a run to Houston in the first inning. The Mariners, though, would tie it up in the third with a long ball of their own.
Payoff pitch, swing, hammered high, left field, absolutely destroyed, and this is long gone. Is that all the way out? That is over the ballpark and onto the streets. Mitch Haniger, his first home run in a Mariners uniform, was destroyed. We are tied at one.
There it was. Haniger absolutely crushes the ball, goes 2-for-4 in the game, a couple of runs scored. That RBI, a walk as well, had a really nice game in the tool hole for the Mariners. Had two of the M's, seven hits in the ballgame, including that solo smash, which tied up the score. Here's what Haniger said after the ballgame.
I'm down here with Mitch Haniger. Mitch, you reached base the first three times. Tough day for everybody the last couple of days. You come into this game, what is your plan?
Just a battle. I mean, you know, the first three games have been rough. Close games every night, so you got to take advantage of everyone. You know, every guy gets on base, try to score them, and just try to swing at pitches, hit the ball hard, and you know, we got the win tonight, so it's a good feeling.
A walk, you know, first at bat, especially near the top of the order, always a good thing.
Yeah, especially when you have, you know, Cruz and Cano right behind you, so that's big. You know, just trying to get on base for those guys.
Hey, the home run, you fall behind and you do exactly what you just said, you battle. What did you see in that at bat?
A little bit of everything. You know, I think I saw pretty much everything he's got, but just felt more comfortable as the bat went on and just try to get the ball elevated and hit it hard.
I think that gave everybody a little bit of breathing room there.
Yeah, good. You know, I'm just trying to do my job and help this team win. So it's good to get back on track with the win.
Yeah, and it's everybody on track. I think we saw later in this game, you guys got guys on base. We saw quite a bit of that this spring. You guys are used to being on base and getting guys over.
Right. I mean, it's only a matter of time before we get rolling. So it was good to go out there tonight, get things on track, and looking to build off this in Anaheim.
What was the vibe in the dugout when all of a sudden, okay, we got guys on, we're moving things now?
It's been good, you know, just trying to keep our head up and keep grinding, battling through at bats, and we were able to do that tonight. So, you know, that's what we got to go into every game and battle until the last out.
It's great to see in this game, Mitch. Thank you.
Thank you.
So he hit the home run in the third. The Astros, though, in the bottom of the inning, took the lead. So they actually led 2-1 going into the sixth inning. Then the Mariners would get rolling. Haniger picked up another base hit. Cano would single. Cruz would walk, and that loaded him up. And Kyle Seager drives in the tying run.
The 0-1, swinging a ground ball, rolls over at first base side. Diving stop, first baseman Gurriel gets it, throws down to second base. Correa covering. They get the force on Cruz. But Haniger comes down the line and scores from third base The Mariners have grabbed a run here in the sixth inning. They have tied the game up at two apiece.
So 2-2 at that point. Miranda, he pitched well in this one. Give him credit. He goes five innings, five hits, two runs, did walk three, fanned four on 81 pitches. He pitched well. The bullpen was excellent. They got some help defensively as well.
There goes Aoki, the pitch. Swinging a shattered bat, a fly ball into right field. Haniger closing on it, has it into sights. He makes the catch. Aoki late coming back home. Here's the throw to Valencia at first base. And Aoki lost his mind, and he just got doubled up. Aoki was seemingly someplace else.
Thanks to Robinson Cano. Robbie out there at second base. Little deke on Aoki.
It worked out. The double play for the M's. Is this game continued tied in the seventh, the eighth, and then in the ninth, the Mariners and Astros still tied at two apiece. Then the Mariners would get things cooking in the ninth again. Seager would start the inning, striking out against Giles, who's the closer for the Astros. He was on in the tied ball game. Valencia would walk. Pinch runner would come on. Ruiz hit by a pitch and another pinch runner on. So some speed on the base pass. And then Dyson comes through with a massive hit in the ninth.
The 1-1 pitch swung on, line drive into the gap in left center field. That's going to drop in. Extra bases. Mater running third. He will score. Stopping around second is Heredia. Back to first base goes Dyson. The throw to third. Over to Gonzalez from Marisnik. He was able to cut it off into the gap, but the Mariners have the lead here in the top of the ninth. RBI single for Gerard Dyson.
And then they did something last night they couldn't do the night before. Play a little add-on, a little insurance, a little more breathing room.
The stretch and the pitch, swinging a ground ball through the right side for a base hit. Heredia running third, heading home. Up with the ball is Springer. The throw to second base. Jane Segura with an RBI single, scoring Heredia. Two runs are in now here in the ninth. And it's now the Mariners 4 and the Astros 2. Jane Segura with a clutch base hit here in the ninth.
And then Edwin Diaz slammed the door.
Diaz again the sign and again the set. And again the 3-2 pitch. Check swing. Does he go? Strike three on Aoki. He strikes him out, and the ball game is over. The Mariners win it 4-2 over the Astros tonight. And the Mariners salvage the final game of this three-game series. They win it 4-2.
Altavilla, his first major league win. Diaz closes down his first save of the year. And the Mariners get their first win 4-2. They beat the Astros. Here's what the skipper had to say.
You know, it has been a struggle for us getting a big hit, driving some guys in. We had some chances earlier in the game and was scuffling. But nice at bat by Valencia, getting the walk, the hit by pitch kind of set it up. So we were due to have a couple fall in. Great job by our pitching tonight. Miranda hung in there. Tough jam in the fifth, got out of it. And Pezos and Altavilla really stepped up. And Eddie Diaz was right on point tonight. Nice win for us.
Altavilla getting his first win there. That eighth inning strikes out the side. He seems, I mean, obviously very aggressive, just fearless out there on the mound.
Yeah, he's got a lot of confidence right now. Love the way he's throwing the ball and how he's going about it. He's not backing down on anybody and being really aggressive. And the improvement of his slider has really been the difference. So, you know, he's in a good spot. He's going to pitch a lot of important innings for us this year.
He's in a good spot right now. But I think
he's he's getting his first win, and they're dousing him. So that's all good. That's welcome to the big leagues.
Scott, you could really see Haniger starting to work at bats. He worked the walk, and then he finally got kind of a pitch he could really handle. I mean, could you see that, too, like these last few games?
I thought last night's game, the last couple at bats he had, he started getting locked in. His timing was getting better and, you know, making adjustments. And, you know, he's a rookie. It's going to take him a while to get comfortable. The league's going to pitch him certain ways and see what he can handle. But, you know, big home run, hit another ball hard. His at-bats were solid all night.
He was down, I think, 0-2 in that count and worked it back to full. And that's pretty
really good. Yeah, no panic, you know, and he has been struggling like a lot of our guys. But he believes in his approach. And as long as he sticks with that and doesn't get, you know, jumping all over the board, he's going to be just fine.
Look, you lost the first three. It's still nice to get that one out of the way.
No, everybody. There's no doubt. You got to win the first one before you can, you know, go from there. We have a good club, and I know everybody wants to, you know, jump up and down. You lose three in a row. And again, it gets magnified early in the year. But you know, we probably will lose three in a row at some other point this season. But I surely hope we win three or more than that in a row. That's what baseball is, and it is a long year. There's no doubt.
How much does it help seeing Giles three times in one series?
He's really good. There's no doubt. I think it does help. I think he's got a great arm. He's thrown a lot of breaking balls against us. Our guys know that. We were able to capitalize tonight. Dyson put a nice swing on the ball. It was a good at bat. Even Gene Segura. We weren't just rushed tonight in those situations late in the game. The guys kind of getting into their game. And veteran guys have been around. They shouldn't be rushed.
Miranda there in that fifth. I mean, the double play with Altuve. That was huge.
It was really. It was the play of the game. A great play by Seager, Chooch turning it around to get it to first base. That was the play of the game. We were kind of up against it. Our bullpen was a little short tonight, so getting through that inning, and that was, for me, that was enough for Miranda. I think he'd done what we'd hoped he could do tonight, keep us in the game through five, and then Pezos really giving us multiple innings was big tonight.
You heard the talking about Altuvilla, one inning, one hit, three punch outs. He has been just electric. Securing his first major league victory.
A slider grip a little bit. Talked to Diaz and Zick about it. It's been big for me this year and in spring and these first couple games. More depth to it and a lot more swing and misses.
Dan, you using that same grip that Diaz used that Benoit showed him?
No, it's more of a Zick's grip. Yeah, but just kind of in the middle of those two.
The Arrieta then, huh?
Yeah, somewhere in the middle.
It's only been three games, but to get one here.
Right, yeah, I mean, it's been tough first couple games, but, I think momentum's in our direction, so we're going to carry it into L.A. and keep playing good baseball.
Then you ran that one underneath Correa's chin a little bit. You want to move guys off his plate a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, Chooch did a good job calling a game back there, but when you start to see guys diving over the plate, you want to let them know that you're in there, so... that's what we did, and we set them up pretty good.
First win,
pretty unbelievable. First win of the season for the team, so can't be more proud of the guys.
And you heard Dyson, who came up with the big hit in the ninth inning. Here's what he had to say after the ball game.
Somebody's going to get that hit, right?
Yeah, it was good to get that hit. It was even better to get the win. We needed that to carry over to Anaheim. So, that's a tough bunch. Houston, they got great pitching. They got good hitters. They play solid defense. So it was good to scratch out one here. And hopefully they'll carry over to Anaheim.
We sat here before the game, and you kind of talked just about that. They just built up a little bit, and things will happen.
Yeah, you can see it coming around, might be coming a little slower than what we expected. We expected it to speed the process up a little bit, but it'll take a little time. And it's a long season, but we're not hanging our heads in here, because it's a long season. And we're just trying to go out there and do our job, basically.
Hey, Charles, got some nasty stuff. What are you looking for?
Heater. I'm not coming off the heater.
Yeah, I'm looking
slider. Nah, I'm looking heater. Unless it's two strikes, then you just in battle mode with that guy. He got good stuff. He can keep you honest, Keep you off the fastball with the off speed, and these guys mix it up pretty good up over here. I actually thought they did a good job to us, but we got to make some adjustments. And
what was curling from Murray's neck? You sure it was down?
What's that?
The ball was curling from Murray's neck, but he was closing on it.
Yeah, he was closing on it. I mean, they got great outfitters out there, man. They can track some balls down, When I saw it hit off the bat, I was like, that might be a double, but, he closed in on that pretty good. That's why I was probably halfway to sack it, because I thought it was a double, and I looked up, and I'm like, God, geez, this guy can really run out there. But, like I said, that's a great team over there, but, we got a great bunch in here. So when we get clicking on all cylinders, I think it's going to be trouble.
That'd be good, too, to see Gene get that one through the right side to give you guys a little bit more than
Yeah, Gene been doing good, man. He's been doing his job at the top of the lineup, getting things started for us and grabbing momentum for us early. And, that's all you can expect out of that guy. That guy's a hitting machine. So we look forward to him hitting all year. That's what he said day one in spring. He's ready to play. And he's showing it.
Hannah's
up.
Hadn't played a ton of training. You seen him
kind of
relax a little bit?
Yeah, Hannah's doing his job, man. For a guy without that much time, coming into the big leagues, coming in around veteran guys and being in the show. And, he's looking to make a name for himself, and I think he's doing a great job about it. He getting things going for us when Gene came, when Gene not, he doing it, you know, and it's just good to feed off that.
So the Mariners salvaged the finale of the series, and I think the big positive that you take forward is, well, the pitching in general, but the rotation in particular. Astros, one of the most powerful offenses the Mariners will face this year, if not the most powerful offense. I mean, it up and down, 1 through 9, they're very, very tough, and just about every guy can burn you at any moment, taking you a yard. I thought the pitching was excellent in this series for the Mariners, and now, as Dyson just mentioned, going to be trouble when they get the offense cooking. So Mariners take the finale. Now they move on to Anaheim for 3, starting tonight, 7:07 first pitch. Gallardo will take the ball for the first time in a Mariners uniform. He'll take on Jesse Chavez, who has been around for a while, including pitching with the Oakland A's last year, 2-2 with a 4.43 ERA. And then on Saturday, yes, the King, Felix Hernandez, will take the mound. He'll go against Ricky Nolasco. That's a 7:17 first pitch on Saturday. And then Sunday at 12:30, Hisashi Iwakuma against Matt Shoemaker in the finale of that series. And then on Monday, it is the home opener at Safeco Field against the Houston Astros. 2:10 first pitch at Safeco Field. Festivities will be tremendous. They always do such a great job. Gates are going to open about 11:40. Pregame festivities about 1:30. The introductions, it's going to be great. Rupert Jones, Harold Reynolds, Mark McLemore, Willie Bloomquist were all throughout ceremonial first pitches. And catching the pitches, Alvin Davis, Edgar, Jamie Moyer, and Dan Wilson. So not something you want to miss. It's going to be opening day. It's just the best. So looking forward to Monday. But first things first, 3 games over the weekend. Mariners would love to take a road series and bring some momentum home after beating the Astros last night. Now let's turn things over to Aaron Goldsmith, a chance to catch up with the new papa.
Dylan, it's great to have you here with the ball club, but more importantly, it's great to see you as a new father. Can you tell us about your beautiful little baby boy?
Hell, he's everything we wanted. You know, when he came out, immediately my wife and I's eyes started watering because it's just a special moment. And it was funny because we both thought we were going to have a boy, but we weren't positive. So
you were being surprised?
Yes, it was a complete surprise. So when he came out and we knew he was a boy, it was more of like a thank goodness we were right. We didn't want to be wrong, but you know, it's an awesome experience. It sucks that I had to leave him so soon, but you know, this is my job and I got to do that. So no, it's amazing to be a new father.
How's mom doing?
She's doing really good. They released her from the hospital this morning, just shortly after I left for the airport. So, you know, I wish it would have been a couple hours earlier so I could help her go home, but, you know, it happens. She's doing really good.
And what's your son's name?
Oliver Ray Overton.
Righty or a lefty, do you think?
I'm hoping for a lefty. You know, dad's a lefty, mom's a righty, so we'll see.
So what was it like for you having such a tremendous spring that you had with the Mariners, finding out that you'd made this team, but then knowing that you had to be a family man, a husband and a dad first, and being separated from the team that really had become your family over the last 45 days or so?
You know, I knew when we got late into spring, I had a chance, I had a shot. I didn't know if it was going to happen, but I knew I was in a good spot. And once they told me, you know, all the emotions started rolling through my head. Like, I can't believe after last year I made the team. And then immediately I started thinking, and I'm also on Tuesday going to be a dad. So I've told a lot of people there will never be another week in my entire life that will ever top this week. I mean, getting told you're on the opening day roster and having a new child all within 4 days, it's completely overwhelming in a really good way. So it was just awesome.
And he was born in Texas?
Yes. Yes.
In Waxahachie, Texas?
Waxahachie, Texas.
So what was your travel like from there to here? Not too bad?
No, it's just about an hour, 5 minute flight. Not too bad.
Hey, Dylan, congratulations. Thank you so much for the time.
No, thank you.
That's so awesome right there. Dylan Overton with Aaron Goldsmith. So before we get to the first half inning in Mariners history, questions are back on the table. So ask them anytime on Twitter at Gary Hill Jr. or at email GaryHillPXP@gmail.com. So I got one yesterday, and it was kind of a funny question because it was asking about pointing out the Mariners' 0-3 start and asking for statistical hope in the 0-3 start. And, I mean, there's a ton you can point to because, I mean, the way I look at it, three games is three games. Every team's going to lose three games in a row. It's you never want to start the season like that. It's just amplified because you haven't played anything before then. But, I mean, really, three games is three games. But it did – I was interested to see what – so I took World Series winners, and I took a look at how they started seasons just to see if there's any sort of, I don't know, any sort of trend. So I went back to 2000, so from 2000 to 2016, and looked at every World Series winner and their starts to the season. And as you probably suspect, it was all over the map and really no trend whatsoever. I mean, the Mariners right now are 1-3, just like the Giants, who won the 2012 World Series, they were 1-3 to start. The Cardinals, who won the 2011 World Series, they were 1-3 to start. And it was just all over the map. I mean, the Royals 2 years ago started 4-0. A lot of teams started 2-2. Marlins were 1-3 from 2003. And what was interesting to extrapolate it out to April as a month, there's even a couple of teams that were below 500 for the entire month. The Marlins in 2003 were below 500. The Angels in 2002 were 11-14 after the first month, and they went on to win the World Series. I mean, a lot of teams with the Cubs last year were really the outliers, or one of the outliers, 17-5 in the first month. I mean, they were winning every single day. But a lot of teams hovering around 500, like the Giants in 2012 or 12-10, same with the Yankees in 2009, 12-10. The 2008 Phillies were 15-13. So the conclusion is the first handful of games, even the first month, really will not tell the tale of the season. But that was interesting to look at. We'll see if the Mariners can get some momentum going against the Angels this weekend. So we'll talk again on Monday. We'll have a lot to review with the weekend, and we'll get you ready for the home opener as well. So looking forward to that. Until then, why don't you take a listen to, I think this is pretty cool. This is the very first half inning in Seattle Mariners history.
This is the moment we have waited for, and a gentleman who has broadcast Major League Baseball for eight seasons in Los Angeles with the California Angels, watching his old team tonight as the voice of the new Seattle Mariners. It's my pleasure to introduce and to work with in this first season ever, the great gentleman, Dave Niehaus.
Thank you, Ken Wilson. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the initial voyage of the Seattle Mariners. Diego Segui, the first pitch in history is a strike, taken at the knee by Jerry Remy, leading it off. And the crowd roars, and the plate umpire, Bill Haller, will toss the first ball thrown by Diego Segui down to Bill Stein, who will go over and hand it to the owner's box here. And we must have close to capacity around 60,000 fans. What a thrill it is to be here on opening night. 0-1 the count on Jerry Remy. Rupert Jones plays him pulled over into left center field. Speaking of thrills, what do you think is going through Diego Segui's mind? The next pitch, a fastball rides high. One ball and one strike, and for a while every pitch will draw a cheer or an ooh or an ah or a boo. One ball and one strike on Remy. The outfield, Steve Braun in left, Jones into left center, straight away in right is Leroy Stanton. One ball and one strike. The 38-year-old Cuban right-hander, Segui's next pitch just high and outside. Ball two, two balls and one strike. Diego Segui in his career has had excellent success against the California Angels. He has an earned run average of under three, 2.51 to be exact. The 2-1 pitch to Remy and a foul right back to our left and right back into my old broadcasting partner's booth, Don Drysdale, sitting off to our left. Come on, Big D, reach up and catch those, lad. He's been ducking line drives all his life. two balls and two strikes.
Are you worried, David? The first foul ball in history in the Kingdome misses us in our high perch by 5 feet.
Two balls and two strikes on Remy. Segui checking signs with his battery mate Bobby Stinson. And Diego's 2-2 pitch to Remy. A fastball just low and outside. So the first batter to face Diego Segui goes full, three balls and two strikes. Jerry Remy had an outstanding spring, hit 300 with a couple of home runs, 13 RBIs. Last year, the most valuable player in the Angel organization. The 3-2 pitch to him, a high fastball, ball four. So the first man to come to the plate here in the Kingdome gets a base on balls from Diego Segui. And Segui calls Roger Logan, the Seattle Mariner equipment man, out having trouble with that brand new hat, and he wants another one.
Dave, if you can feel tension, and I guess the way life is, you can. The excitement and the tension here, it's like bring out the knife or the machetes and try to cut through it. Just a tremendous moment.
Well, it will wear down now as the ball game unfolds. Another three or four batters, and we'll hopefully see a normal ball game. But there is nothing really normal about opening night. Here is Bobby Gritch. Bobby Gritch, who signed to the tune of $1,550,000 as a free agent last year with Baltimore, hitting .266 with 13 home runs, 54 RBIs. Gritch had a fine spring after missing the first 2.5 weeks because of muscle spasms. Hitting a .298 in the spring with a home run, he had 7 driven across. Remy held on over there by Danny Meyer, 1 foot on the carpet and 1 foot on the dirt, and he draws a throw to first base and scampers back to the bag. Just underway before a jam-packed house at the Kingdome. Gritch wearing the number 4 on the back of his traveling Angel Grays. There goes Remy. The pitch is strike, throw through to second base on a bounce, not nearly in time. So Jerry Remy picks up the Angels' first steal of the year, and he stole it easily as a breaking pitch thrown by Diego Segui that time gave Remy plenty of chance to get down there. Segui is an easy pitcher to steal on because Diego gives you that big, elaborate kick when he comes to the plate. And the throw was on a hop by Bobby Stinson down to second base. So the Angels have a runner at second base, scoring position, nobody out. The count on Bobby Gritch, no balls, one strike. Gritch, that right foot right on the back of that right-handed batter's box, a slightly closed stance. The outfield plays him just about straight away, although Rupert Jones a shade or two into left center. The stretch and the 0-1 pitch, a curve foul back up against the netting. So Segui moves ahead of Bobby Gritch, no balls and two strikes. Gene Autry spending over $5 million for three free agents, $1,550,000 for Gritch, $1,590,000 for Baylor, and $2,090,000 for Rudy. Remy away from second, Segui checks back there, and the pitch on the way to Gritch is pulled foul outside of third. After 2 days of practice here at the Kingdome, the ball players have found that the ball has traveled much better than they thought it would when they moved into this covered, magnificent edifice. The balls were flying out of here yesterday and the day before that. And the Angels found also that the ball will really fly. So you're going to see more home runs than you thought you might have when you come to the Kingdome. The stretch in the 0-2 pitch, a fastball just inside. One ball and two strikes. Segui this spring, 1-0 with a 3.15 ERA. Diego returning to the scene of 8 years ago, Seattle, Washington, where he was the most valuable player. The 1-2 pitch, a curveball, got him swinging, strike three. So a nice curveball from Diego Segui that time. Gritch waved at it and couldn't find it, and Segui has the first Kingdome strikeout, and of course everything that happens tonight will be a first.
A night of firsts, Mr. Niehaus. First broadcast, first game, and I guess the first goosebumps tonight.
Yes, indeed. Here is Bobby Bonds. Bonds healthy once again this year. He played in only 99 games with the Angels last year. In the final exhibition game of the year, slid into home plate in the Dodgers series and fractured the bone of the middle finger of his right hand and played with it fractured all year long. When Norm Sherry took over, he wanted to stay. The stretch and the check of Remy at second. The pitch to Bonds, a slider away. Ball one. One ball and no strikes. And he stayed to help Norm Sherry get his feet on the ground after Dick Williams was let go. And Bonds then, in August, decided to have the surgery and has had a fine spring, hitting at 340. Bonds with a couple of home runs this spring, nine runs driven across. The 1-0 pitch to him, a wave and a miss, strike one. One ball and one strike. So Segui with a base on balls to Remy, the stolen base. Now the strikeout of Bobby Gritch in the count on Bobby Bonds, one ball and one strike. Bonds has squared stance at the plate, wearing the numerals 2-5 on the back of those traveling Angel double nets. And the 1-1 pitch, there goes Remy to third, swung on and missed, throw through to third, safe at third is Remy. So Jerry Remy steals second, and Jerry Remy then steals third as Bonds swings through a Diego Segui fastball, and the count, one ball and two strikes, and again, what a jump Remy had.
Jerry Remy getting off to a tremendous start. He has told everyone during spring training in the Angels camp that this year, after stealing in the mid-30s two seasons in a row, he would steal 45 or 50 bases, and I'll tell you, he hasn't taken long to nab two.
And Segui in the situation now where he would just love to have that strikeout. With a count, one ball and two strikes to Bobby Bonds, of course, because the fly ball could score Remy from third base with the first run ever in the kingdom. And he has things his way on Bonds, one ball and two strikes. Segui just staring down to Bobby Stinson. Veteran right-hander goes to the glove, stares over at Remy. The 1-2 pitch just inside and low and batted around by Bobby Stinson. He keeps it in front of him a little bit to the left, so Remy cannot advance. Two balls and two strikes, the count on Bonds. Don Baylor will be next. Bonds last year, even with the broken finger, had 10 home runs and 54 RBIs. Outfield deep for Bobby. Bobby Lee Bonds from Riverside, California. Segui taking a lot of time. Veteran right-hander again looks over at Remy at third. The 2-2 pitch, a curveball, got him swinging. Strike three. Diego Segui one out away from wiggling off the hook, but here is a million-dollar man in his own right, Don Baylor. $1,590,000 tucked in that rear pocket of his for 6 years of employment by the California Angels, and Diego Segui has struck out Messrs. Gritch and Bonds and now has to dispose of Baylor. If he does so, you will hear a roar come up from the kingdom. The stretch and the pitch to Baylor, swing and a miss. Pops out of the glove of Bobby Stinson. 0-1, the count on Don Baylor. Baylor, before he steps back in, kind of studying the situation, reaches up and pushes that batting helmet back down on his head. Meanwhile, Segui just staring down, nodding okay to Stinson. This will be the one-strike delivery, and here it comes. A slider, a line drive into right center field. It's slicing away from Stanton. It'll take one hop against the wall. Leroy has it bounce away from him. The second base is Baylor. He'll hold there. Scoring on the play is Remy, and the Angels lead it 1-0. So Don Baylor, a line drive into right field, slicing away from Leroy Stanton on one hop against the board, goes for a double, and the honor forever of scoring the first run in the King Dome will go to second baseman Jerry Remy of the California Angels in the first base hit. That by the designated hitter, Don Baylor. Here is Joe Rudy. Rudy hitting at 281 on the spring. And you talk about clutch men as far as RBIs are concerned. Here is the man right here, Joe Rudy. Segui goes to first base. They throw to first base. Do not get the appeal play. They thought that Baylor may have missed first on his way to second, but he did not. The umpires tonight, Bill Howler calling the balls and strikes. Bill Kunkel is at first base. Ron Luciano, colorful Ron, is at second. And Kenny Kaiser is around at third, one of the rookie umpires in the American League. There are four this year. Rudy, that closed stance. Segui, again, taking a lot of time. Now to veteran ready as the second baseman Baez fakes going behind Baylor, and the slider is down low and away. 1-0, the Angels lead it in the top half of the first on opening night. The Mariners having an excellent spring in Arizona, won 9 ball games and came along day by day by day, just the way manager Darryl Johnson, one of them, as you heard him tell me on the pregame show, improvement every day. The 1-0 pitch on the way now to Joe Rudy, a swing and a miss, a good slider. 1-1. Segui earned this post. He was the most effective pitcher in spring training. Ironically, Diego Segui pitched for Darryl Johnson in the 1975 World Series, a perfect inning for the Boston Red Sox in that classic series against the Cincinnati Reds. 1-1. Moving in behind the runner at second base, Baylor, is the shortstop Reynolds, but Baylor sees him, and then Segui just steps off the rubber to give Craig, the youngster, getting his first start on opening night at shortstop. There is only one man in the Mariner lineup making his debut. The pitch to Rudy, is swing and a miss. 1-2. The one man in the Seattle Mariner lineup making his major league debut tonight would be the second baseman, Jose Baez. Baez playing in the minors until tonight. 1-2 on Rudy. Baylor at second base. The Angels lead at 1-0. Diego reaches for the ball, and the 1-2 pitch to Joe Rudy instead is a step off the rubber by Diego Segui. Segui making his 600th appearance in a major league game as a pitcher tonight. His 165th start. The 1-2 pitch to Rudy, check swing just high. 2-2.
A long top of the first inning, Dave. Diego's been out there 13 minutes, and as the season goes on, the fans will realize that's a long half inning. And the tension, I think, Diego, maybe taking a little bit longer than he will normally.
The count, 2-2 on Joe Rudy. Segui just staring down once again with his hands on his hips in dead center field. Rupert Jones, now he bends over. The 2-2 pitch to Rudy is a fastball. Got him swinging, strike 3. So Diego Segui strikes out the side here in the first inning, but not before the Angels score 1 run. 1 run on 1 hit. It was a base on balls, a stolen base by Remy at second. He stole third and scored on the double by Don Baylor. 1 run, 1 hit, no errors, and 1 left. And after half an inning, it's the Angels 1 and your Seattle Mariners coming up.
See you later!